During almost 2 years of war, Russia has done its best to destroy Ukraine's huge grain export industry. Russian attacks and threats have almost shut down commercial shipping on the Black Sea. But as NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports, Ukraine has found a workaround.
The city of Izmail in southwestern Ukraine is just across the Danube River from Romania. It feels like an overlooked place. The roads are uneven, the houses are humble, and the port here seems at first like nothing special. But in the last 6 months, Izmail has become one of the busiest harbors in Ukraine. Zahar Medvedev runs the terminal here for Nebulon, one of Ukraine's largest agribusinesses. We're standing along the river shore. Here's where we load up the wheat, he says, as a mechanical arm moves grain from a truck to a river barge. And you can see the rest of our fleet right there, waiting for cargo, he says, pointing to more barges lined along the coast. The barges will follow the Danube until it empties into the Black Sea, then transfer the cargo onto larger ships near the Romanian coast. Medvedev says the founder of Nebulon started moving some operations here after Russia's full-scale invasion nearly 2 years ago. Now, he says, nearly all of our grain cargo leaves from Izmail. Ukraine produces about 10% of the world's wheat. Commercial ships are evading Russia's blockade of the Black Sea by hugging Ukraine's southwest coast. Shipments leave from both Black Sea ports and the Danube, eventually reaching territorial waters of NATO countries like Romania and Turkey. Ukraine is once again dependably shipping grain, says Ihor Plekhov, the mayor of nearby Reni, another Danube River port. Plekhov says that on busy days, trucks delivering grain can get stuck in line for days, waiting to offload their cargo. Imagine like 5,000 trucks trapped in a city of 5,000 people, Plekhov says. It's a struggle to provide them with food, water, toilets. Before the war, he says, this port was barely used. It was run down and drowning in debt. And this region, known as Bessarabia, is remote. To get here, you have to drive through another country, Moldova. And after that, you drive another 2 hours through wetlands to reach Izmail or Reni. Most people here speak Russian, including Reni's mayor, Plekhov. I mean, all of our TV stations here used to be in Russian, he says. We needed to get a satellite to get Ukrainian language programming. He used to joke that he knew more about Russian politicians than Ukrainian ones. Now this war has turned the locals against Russia. Ivan Tatarinov, a history professor at Izmail's university, says the city removed the statue of a Russian general, and everyone in town is now encouraging each other to speak Ukrainian. We all know someone who is fighting, and we all volunteer to help soldiers on the front line, he says. Every one of us is trying to save Ukraine. The region's newfound importance has made it a target of Russian strikes, despite its close proximity to Romania, a NATO country. Russia hits the Ukrainian ports here at least every week. At Izmail's port, grain trade manager Stanislav Chimber points to three silos damaged by a recent Russian missile attack. Amazingly, he says, the corn and wheat inside did not burn.
No cargo was damaged.
Oh, you mean the grain was fine?
Yeah.
You could still transport it? So you were lucky.
Yeah, very lucky, man.
But these days in Izmail, he says, you never know when your luck will run out.
We hope that's the last strike, but we don't know. Like, it will be.
The missiles have also struck residential areas. Ihor Skorobrecha works for a member of parliament from the area, and he shows me around. He points to a ruined cottage on a busy street. I know the woman who lived there, he says. She was retired, and the missile attack hurt her really badly. Skorobrecha says his wife, a psychologist, has been holding group therapy sessions for a place that, until now, felt so far away from the war. Back at the port, Zahar Medvedev, the Nebulon manager, tells us the company's terminal has been hit twice. He shows us one of the newly built bomb shelters. We have our own warning system that announces air raid alerts, he says, and we make sure all of our workers go to the shelters. The company's CEO, Oleksiy Vodotursky, had for years warned other Ukrainian grain dealers that Russia would weaponize the Black Sea. Medvedev says it was a prescient warning.
У березні 22-го року генеральний директор Олексій Опанасович уже почав шукати шляхи.
Олексій knew we had to find another way to export grain, Medvedev says. His company started building this terminal in May 2022 and finished 3 months later in September. But he wasn't here to see the first cargo leave. Oleksiy Vodotursky was killed in July of last year by a Russian missile strike on his home in southern Ukraine. But his company is surviving, and its terminal here is expanding. As the sun sets, a small army of tractors digs up fresh earth and sand along the Danube River. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Izmail, Ukraine.